Minister of Information Monica Motswangwa links the increasing number of COVID-19 cases to the behavior of the public.
The surge is mostly attributable to the general complacency in adhering to the set COVID-19 preventive and precautionary measures, both in the communities and workplaces. Henceforth, the public is being advised that the police and other law enforcement agencies will increase roadblocks and patrols to ensure compliance with the recently announced COVID-19 containment measures.
The surge prompted the government to put in place a partial lockdown on Monday, which has left the sporting community and restaurants dumbfounded. Stan Higgins is an official with the Restaurant Operators Association of Zimbabwe.
There is a misperception that restaurants are unsafe places in this time of COVID. That's untrue. A well-run and well-managed restaurant has a standard of hygiene that is far superior than to any other business operation that you can think of. In the past year, when restaurants have allowed to be open, they have adhered to the correct practices, social distancing, sanitizing, masks. So it's unfair when, for example, you can go and do shopping in a supermarket or you can go and transact business in any other kind of business environment, which is less safe.
The Zimbabwe cricket team was in the middle of a four-day match with South Africa when the lockdown was put in place. Although they complied with the directive, they appealed the decision to government through the Sports and Recreation Commission. The appeal has since been successful, with government allowing low-contact sports such as cricket, hockey, and other minority sports to continue. Dr. Norman Matara of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights says the lockdown is necessary.
The cases were continuing to increase. The 7-day rolling average was always increasing for the past 4 weeks, as well as the positivity rate was also increasing. So there was an impending danger that was happening, and we actually need to be proactive. We do not need to wait until cases skyrocket to 500 cases per day or more than that. The regulations are important to stop the infection before they get out of hand.
Dr. Matara credits the government for trying to strike a balance between containing the spread and not stopping people from pursuing their economic activities. Higgins, on the other hand, worries that if the lockdown drags on, more people will be permanently losing their jobs, and it's very likely that some restaurants will stay shut. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.